Are you there?
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It is 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. I am so excited as today is August 14, 2015, and once again we have a special guest on the show, extra special actually, Raj Anderson. Ms. Anderson, how are you today?
Good afternoon, Viola. I'm absolutely delighted and super excited to be here this afternoon.
Oh, well, we are extra, extra excited to have you on the show as a special guest, and also you have a special incentive or reason why we're really excited about you having being on the show. Ms. Raj Anderson has an MBA. She's a founder and CEO as well as a consultant at Anderson Way. Shine bright like a diamond. Raj is a British consultant who uses coaching techniques in her approach, as she has over 10 years of experience delivering leadership, personal development, transformation, and transformation strategies to both companies and individuals, specializing in offering an inclusive approach that encompasses change, strategies, bespoke consultation, and transformation programs, including growth models, vision planning, business and personal strategy development, personal brand and identity, and much, much more. Raj has built her approach on the concept of helping, supporting, and enabling individuals and businesses to be the absolute best version of themselves that they can be. Raj's coaching technique uses the Anderson Way model: visualize, actualize, materialize. Raj has used this very model herself to pursue her dreams of moving to the U.S. and starting her own business. She has overcome numerous personal challenges linked to family, upbringing, and self-limiting beliefs, ensuring that she's invested in herself by engaging a personal coach, studying NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, and trained to be a coach herself. Her previous roles have included operating at a senior level in the National Health Services in UK in leadership, equality, diversity, and inclusion roles, designing and commissioning development programs, diversity initiatives, and coaching schemes. She has managed advocacy services for older people and victims of domestic violence, mental health services, and mentoring with young people from disadvantaged backgrounds. She's extremely passionate about working with individuals at all levels and feels that her purpose to help others to leverage their potential to achieve their goals and dreams. A whole new approach, the services she provides at Anderson Way is to help businesses and individuals understand and achieve their potential and goals. Anderson Way uses transformational approaches and coaching techniques to enable you to be the very best you can be. Anderson Way consultative approach is underpinned by world-class coaching techniques to transform individuals and businesses from ordinary to extraordinary. Wow, Ms. Anderson, you are truly a transformational coach. All the experience that you have moving to the UK, starting your new business. Wow, 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 wow. So tell us, how did you get started and want to become a business owner after having so much experience in the corporate America in the UK?
Well, firstly, thank you for that wonderful introduction. So talking a little bit about my own experiences and answering your question in terms of how did I decide that I wanted to be a business owner and move from the UK to the US? Well, I have, as you said, over 10 years experience working in leadership and equality and inclusion, and I'm incredibly passionate about working with people, helping people, supporting them to actually unleash their potential. So I've been really fortunate that I've both, in my past career, to personal development, leadership, coaching, mentoring, all of those initiatives. And I found that the more that I did it, the more I enjoyed it, the more I worked with people, the more it made me understand my own passion and purpose. And also, my husband and I had talked about moving to the US for a number of years. And it was we got particularly keen to pursue our goals and dreams once I'd had coaching myself. I was fortunate enough to have the most fantastic coach who worked with me to unleash my potential, to actually look at what my vision was and some of the steps that I took then to create my vision board. You mentioned that I actually used my own model, which I call visualize, actualize, materialize. And I'll talk a little bit more about that later. But what I did was I created a vision board, I created the vision plan, and I looked at all the things that were important to me, all the things that I was passionate about. And I thought, I enjoy working with people, changing people's lives, delivering leadership and consultation services. I'm actually going to start my own business. So my husband and I started on the journey from the vision board and put that into a plan of action. And within the last year, 2 years, we actually sold our house. I left my career in the National Health Service at NHS. And we moved to sunny, beautiful Miami. I set up the Anderson Center LLC and introduced the Anderson Way Transformational Consultancy Services.
Wow. So you definitely had a journey within the last less than a year of having so many different changes take place in your life. And you speak with so much passion and drive. Can you talk about how, you know, as a coach myself, and we've had various conversations on this, and how our personal lives, the experiences, good and bad, that we've been through has helped us to be effective, has helped us to be transparent, but most of all, has helped us to be efficient in what we do as coaches to help others, because we've gone through some kind of transformation process along the way. So you touched up on that a little bit. Can you elaborate more? How did that impact you to become a better coach, and not only a better coach, a transformational coach with a business background?
Well, I think this is why I'm so passionate about the notion of transformational business strategy, because transformational business strategy is beyond a traditional business strategy or plan. It's actually aligning both your life and business goals. However, prior to that, the coaching that I actually use looks at developing you and developing your business. Mm-hmm. And the second part to that is understanding yourself and understanding your business. And I really don't believe that I would be where I am today without having gone through that process myself. Mm. Working with my coach, and I had most of us have challenges in life, and some of the challenges that I faced in terms of my own upbringing was coming from an extremely strict upbringing. I am Sikh by religion. It's a wonderful religion that believes in equality. I'm very passionate about that. And some of the challenges that I faced being brought up in the UK as an Indian Sikh were around some of the cultural traditional things, gender expectations. And I think with some of those things, unfortunately, having those challenges being brought up in, at times, a mentally abusive environment, actually, your experiences shape who you are. And mm-hmm. as a result, I had lots of self-limiting beliefs. And self-limiting beliefs are those beliefs that actually inhibit you from being able to progress to the next level, being able to actually unleash your potential. And often we don't know what those are, and we don't have the opportunity to recognize those or to recognize what our values are. You know, what is it that makes us tick? What is it that we believe in passionately? And you know, some of my underlying values are around passion and integrity and trust and honesty. And I had not had an opportunity to actually discover who I was. I think I was wrapped up in a place where I was going through the motions, but really didn't truly understand where I wanted to go next or where these self-limiting beliefs were coming from, where some of the fear was coming from. Mm. So the coaching enabled me to really dig deep and think about my world map. And I use world map when I do my coaching. It comes from notions of NLP. Everyone's world map is actually different. It's your experiences in your life that helps you to create your world around you, with inside your head, and then what you project outside externally. So it actually helped me to unleash, to understand, to think about, is this who I want to be? Do I want to be in a place where I am limited? Do I want to be carrying these limiting beliefs? Do I want to be in a state of fear? What are my talents? What could I be doing differently? And I really do think that being a good coach, working with people, consulting, doing transformational coaching, you have had to really have been through a transformational journey yourself. You really need to understand what it is to be in a dark place at times, mm-hmm. but then to be able to lift yourself out of that place with those tools and strategies, to be able to grow and look back at your journey and think, wow, look what I was able to do. And for me, one of the things that really struck me when I was working with my fabulous coach was the feeling of, I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe this is possible. This is amazing. And I thought, this is what I want to do. I want to give this to other people. I want to mm-hmm. work with other people. I want to help other people to get this great feeling and achieve these amazing things that I have been able to.
Yes, it's taking those ashes and turning them into beauty. And it's interesting you say that, because I think how it transfers to business owners is that, especially thinking about starting a business, going from idea to business is probably one of the scariest moments anyone can go through, because you're leaving, you know, whether it's a corporate America or a 9-to-5, you're leaving the stability, you're leading the security, you're leading the status, you're leaving all those that society would say are successful, or society would say you have arrived. And then making that transition, which is not easy, to go to as an entrepreneur, knowing that if you don't work, you don't get paid. If you want a system to be in place, you are the go-to person. So if you are the chief everything officer instead of the chief executive officer, and you are the administrator, and the administrator is not doing their role, there's no one you can complain but to yourself. But how does the limiting belief come along? Because I think that's very, very important when people are transitioning from employee to entrepreneur. How do they deal with those limited beliefs, and what kind of strategies do they need in place in making that transition?
Well, I think when you first make that move, and believe me, I know, it's a bit of an emotional roller coaster, because you have gone from this security of being in this environment where actually you will possibly be amazing at what you do, but you're part of a structure, you're part of a team, you're part of a system. Mm-hmm. And then you've suddenly gone to pursue your passion and dreams, and you are a business startup, and you think, wow, this is what I want to do. Now what? Now what are the steps that I take? Now where do I take this? And that's when the fears or the self-limiting beliefs can start to trickle in. And this is where you need to have a sound foundation. And this is where the importance of coaching comes in. And we're going to talk a little bit later about the event that we've coming up, if mm-hmm. we've got coming up. And I believe that one of the reasons we have actually, worked with you in partnership to bring about that event is to help people with these very things, to let them know that they're not alone out there. There's mm-hmm. so many different strategies that are available. There's so many different tools and techniques. And one of the things that I would say in terms of grounding yourself and beginning to address some of those self-limiting beliefs is putting together a plan. You need mm-hmm. to be writing things down, you need to create your vision, and you need to be thinking about the steps that you need to take to actually make it happen. That grounds you and prevents you from going into a state of fear. And this is why I created the visualize, actualize, materialize model, because visualize is actually the vision. And as a business startup, some of the questions that I would ask is, what is it that you want to do? What does that look like? And that's all very well, but just visualizing alone, vision without action is just a dream. Mm-hmm. And when it's just a dream, you are then in limbo, and that's when you might be fearful of what you need to do. So then I move on to the actualize bit. The actualize is, well, how are you going to do this? And what steps or what plan are you going to put into place? And then materialize. This is where timelines come in, and this is where action and actually doing it comes in. So I'm not going to go into more detail around that, but I think the key to grounding yourself is preparation, planning, and being clear, and then finding supportive networks as well. I found it very useful since I've been in the US to be part of great networks, both on social media, virtually, and in person. and look for role models. Look for people that have done it before. Look for mentors and coaches. Learn from them. Be supported, but be grounded in what it is that you want to do yourself.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, can you give some points on the strategy portion of the planning phase and implementing that? I know you have a system that you use to SWOT. Can you explain that to them so they could understand that it's one thing to just write notes on a sheet of paper or a napkin and you get these great ideas and you're just writing away. And entrepreneurs, we are the absolute best at coming up with a zillion ideas in like an hour. You know, but how can they focus on that one idea, and how can they strategize on bringing that idea to fruition?
I think sometimes we can make things very complicated, and I think there's lots of resources and information out there that is really invaluable. It can be mind-blowing. It can be overwhelming, and I think in this day and age with the internet and Google and Twitter and Periscope and Instagram and LinkedIn and whatever else there actually is, there's lots of mind-blowing information. You know, you can get a business plan template and get completely bombarded and completely overwhelmed with where you go next with that. I mean, to keep it simple, what I tell people that I'm working with is look at just four areas, and that is why, what, how, and what if. Very simple, and this would work with anything that you are doing. What your why, what is the purpose or outcome of what you're doing? What is it that you're actually doing? You know, what is it? What does it look like? And then how? How are you going to do that? What could the steps be? And then the what if. You know, ask yourself the questions in terms of, what if I do this and what if I don't? And that's a very, very simple model of simplifying all those complicated things that often we find articles on or see that are available to us. Because, as I said before, that's when self-limiting beliefs or fears or panic or overwhelm can take place. So I really believe in making things simple.
And that is definitely key, unlike people like myself who tend to complicate things and overanalyze. But I'm glad you're my wife and you help me to simplify.
So now, being simple and straightforward.
Oh, I think that's the best way to be. Now, okay, they've taken that step. They've used that system. They brought their idea to fruition. How do they keep the momentum going? Because as we all know, as entrepreneurs, that we start that journey, it's like, you know, as they say in a relationship or in the, you know, marriage, there's the honeymoon phase of the entrepreneurship role. You get all this energy, you're excited, you put your idea to use, it's the first year, everything's going great, and then reality kicks in. And the honeymoon phase is over, and you realize that there's much more to being an entrepreneur than you thought there was. That, you know, there's a lot of time commitment, there's a lot of decisions to make, there's a lot of resources you have to look into. It can be expensive. So how do they maneuver through that phase of the entrepreneurship cycle?
Well, I think firstly, we've talked a little bit about keeping it simple, using some tools and techniques to determine your why, what, how, what if, for example. I do think there is something about being congruent and getting the foundations in place from the outset. And sometimes this can be the tedious part, and I completely understand that. When you're developing your business strategy and you're developing your business plan, actually you just want to get onto the exciting bits. This is the foundation part. You want to get onto the exciting bits. You want to see it come to life. You want to see it happening. You want to be out there. All of that's really, really important. But you do need to take a step back right at the beginning and then revisit it during that cycle. And in terms of the transformational business strategy part, it's really, do you understand from the outset with that foundation, your reasons, your purpose, your why for going into business? Does it fit in with your life goals? The question is, why have you gone into business in the first place? When you have that powerful alignment with your life goals. So, for example, for me, my reasons for going into business, my alignment with my life goals were around freedom, flexibility, spending more time with my husband and my loved ones, being able to travel, being able to fulfill my passion and actually aligning it with my skills. Now, I actually have that printed out. I have that as part in my office with my vision board as a reminder and as a motivator when times get tough. So it's about putting those clear foundations in place, putting that concrete business plan with the vision, the mission, the goals, considering the legal, the logistics, the finances. You have to think about marketing and sales. Mm-hmm. And you know me, Viola, well. You know I'm all about the project plan.
Oh, no, I just, not realizing that that can be a lifesaver and that can help simplify things. So, yes, I love when you put the project plan together because I'm just like, okay, this makes it much more simple than having 10 different sheets with 10 different spreadsheets. You make it on one document. Everything is right there. Centralize all the information.
Exactly. And when you've got that project plan, you set a project plan for your next 2-3 years, you revisit it annually. You have your timeline in there. You have your objectives and your goals and how you're going to take action. One of the things I have done in the past as well is to put risk elements in there. This mm-hmm. is about attempting to think before. You can't always control the things that are going to happen, but you have to also realize that there is no failure. There's only feedback. Mm-hmm. Anything that happens is an opportunity to grow and learn from. So if you do the risk assessment prior and you actually think about some of the things in terms of, have I allocated enough budget here? Do I have enough resources? Am I going to have staff? Is it just going to be me? You know, what does the future look like in terms of this? I think that prepares you with a great foundation for that cycle. Now, continuing forward, I would really emphasize the importance of having a strong network, mm-hmm. having a mentor, mm-hmm. having a coach, mm-hmm. because with all the best laid plans in the world, sometimes you just need somebody who you can drop a call to, drop them an email, how could I have done this differently? Or actually turn to a coach at that time to take you to that next level or to give you some ideas in terms of, well, how could I have done this differently or how could I do this differently next time? So I think the importance of surrounding yourself with a strong network, with a mentor, with a coach, and having those options to be able to tap into that. And finally, I think I talk about develop you, develop your business, understand you, understand your business. Mm-hmm. There is nothing more powerful than continuing with your own personal development. You don't want to get yourself into a place where you are a slave to your business, that you are in the motion of just trying to make things work or tick over. As long as you are investing in yourself, at mm-hmm. the same time, you'll be able to use those tools and techniques and strategies at times when fears come in, when self-limiting beliefs come in, or where you become a little bit stuck.
Wow. Now, quickly, can you tell the difference between a mentor and a coach? Because you said that a couple of times and some people use them interchangeably, but can you quickly elaborate the difference between a mentor and a coach for our audience, please?
Yes, and that mentoring is normally working with somebody who is already in that field or area of work. So it can normally be profession or business or job focus. So somebody who's an expert and who that you could go to in terms of a particular area of your business that you might get a mentor on sales and marketing, for example, or a mentor who specifically focus on a particular element of business strategy, somebody who's done it, tried and tested the model, and who is actually could show you from experience and guidance and mentor you in that way. So, for example, in my roles before, we often had people come into leadership roles who wanted to be a director of leadership. They would be mentored by a director of leadership, and they would learn on the job from them, the skills and techniques and everything that mentor had done to become successful. Now, coaching is normally, there's one-to-one, there's executive coaching, there's team coaching, but it's really working with on one-to-one coaching, for example, is working with the individual to enable them to come up with the solution that is best for them, mm-hmm. best for their life, best for their business, and guiding them through that process and working with their map of their life, their strategy of their life, and what it is that they really want to do, but helping them to unlock that.
Wow. Now, as you shared so much with us, what is the best experience you've had, and what is the best advice that you've had thus far, that you would have for our audience as well? The best experience and the best advice.
Best experience in terms of my...
Your journey through entrepreneurship, your journey through entrepreneurship.
The best experience, I think, well, there's two parts to it for me, and I have to emphasize the best experience for me thus far in the U.S., with my business, mm-hmm. is really some of the fantastic people that I have met and been able to network with. And this does include yourself, Viola. And I think the best
thing I feel special. Thank you.
For me currently is my participation on the Power Pack Success Coaching Program.
It yes.
Amazing. And I am having a great time. I'm learning so much from the other coaches. And I am just, I'm overwhelmed at how brilliant it's going to be.
Oh, it's going to be exciting. And quickly, to give our audience some information about that, this wonderful event that Mrs. Anderson is talking about, the Power Path Success Coaching Program is a comprehensive program that's taking place in Fort Lauderdale, October 24th, 2015, from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. You get four coaches to work with you. Myself will be talking about passion and purpose. Raj Anderson, who's our guest today, will be talking about business strategy. Our third coach is Dennis Price, who's been on our show before. He's going to be talking about mindset, and he's been a trainer with Tony Robbins since 1993. And our fourth coach and our last coach is Biba Perdon, who is from France. She's one of the top leading coaches in France, and she's a best-selling author twice, talking about social media, networking, and marketing. So this event is a must for anyone who's thinking about turning an idea into a business, or who's in the startup phases of the business, that you have four coaches to work with you on this one-day intensive. We call it the fast track, and then there's an opportunity to be a part of the Accelerate Comprehensive Coaching Program. So if you want more information about that, please visit any of the coaches' website, their website and social media. You will see more information about that. So excited to have Ms. Raj Anderson on as part of the team. She gives great feedback, great insight, especially she is a strategist. She provokes us to ask those questions that we don't think we need to ask in order to make it successful. So we are so delighted to have her on board with us.
And I am absolutely delighted to be on board. And I think just to finish off, you asked me what a grade somebody once gave me. And I think
yes.
One of my mentors back in the UK, and he said to me, you know what, Raj, you just need to keep being you. Be authentic, be you, mm-hmm. and bring your unique self to everything that you are doing, because we all have, and it shows, you know, about that hidden treasure within you. And for me, you know, the business that I've set up, Shine Bright Like a Diamond, is about mm-hmm. taking people, we're all diamonds in the rough. Sometimes we just need a little bit of polishing up, and then we all have the potential to shine bright like a diamond.
Yes, and please tell them how they can contact you.
Yes, please get in touch. If you've got any questions, you want to just chat with me, you want to hear more, please contact me at raj@andersonway.com.
And her contact information is on our blog, talkradio.com/ Finding Your Hidden Treasure radio show, as well as on all our social media platforms. Once again, thank you, Mrs. Anderson, for being on the show today. So excited. And as we say, welcome to Miami. So enjoy the beautiful sunshine. And we are so delighted to have you a part of the Power Pack Success Coaching Program, as well as being a guest on Finding Your Hidden Treasure. Once again, my name is Fayola Delica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. We had a great time on the show today speaking with Ms. Raj Anderson, talking about business strategy. And she's also one of the coaches for the upcoming event that every entrepreneur needs to attend here in South Florida. Enjoy the weekend. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.